Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
I got up early this morning. No, I could walk the floor. I got to hit the street, 'cause there's a wolf outside my door. The bill collector's calling, and my kids need better shoes. Gonna go to church on Sunday, 'cause I got nothing left to lose. And it's a good day. The blue. It's raining cats and dogs outside, and I'm looking for a job. The man I work for laid me off. It's a good day. It's a real good day for the blues. Things are getting better. The check is in the mail. I just threw my last dime in the wishing well. And it's a good day. A real good day for the blues.
Delicious Talk. This is your host, Gail Delicious Johnson, and welcome to my first edition of Gail's Blues Joint. I started this simply because people who had the blues going to work on Monday morning, but it's not to give you the blues, it's just to help you through it. I'll make a few announcements before I get on with the show. on June the 15th, Lamont Carey and Councilman Marion Barry are presenting the Ward 8 Book Festival in Southeast Washington, D.C. I will be there. It's from 10 to 4 p.m. So anybody who wants to come out and get my books or any of the other authors' books, local authors, I don't know how far away these authors are going to be coming, but any local authors, come out and see us. That's Saturday, June the 15th at 10 to 4 p.m. It's on Martin Luther King Jr. Avenue next to the Big Chair. You can't miss it. It's a great big fenced enclosure right there on the corner of Chicago and Martin Luther King Jr. Avenue. All right, so I'm going to get on with the show and hope you enjoy everything that I play.
Cause it makes I'm doing the right thing with the wrong. woke up early this morning without a tear running down my face. I felt like the world had been lifted up off of me. So then I kneeled down and I prayed.
I said, thank you.
I said, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
For giving me the strength to do what I needed to. But then I got myself together and I called up one of my old friends. I said, Shirley, woman to woman, can we sit down and can we talk for a while?
He said, "Go on, Miss Liza, fine." at the casino. She lost all her money. She said, don't feel sorry for me. No. Don't feel sorry, honey. But if you want to do a lady a favor, here's what I want you to do. Just loan me $2. Oh, until the next time I see you. But these last $2. To hear me some blues, gotta hear me some blues. She said I wouldn't be over here. My man had been treating me right. I came here to try to catch him, yeah. 'Cause he'd been sneaking around every night. But I got caught up over here, yeah. Got caught up in this scene, and I put all of my money in that doggone gambling machine. Casino lost all the money, yeah. She said, don't feel sorry. Don't feel sorry, honey. If you want to do a lady a favor, here's what I want you to do. $2 until the next time I see you.
But these last
$2, I'm not gonna lose. These last $2, I'm not gonna lose. Going for my bus fare, or the one for the jukebox to hear me some blues.
Here's some blues. All right. These are my
That's Johnny Taylor, Last $2. My last $2 at the casino, I hit the jackpot. Before that, Lillian Boudet, You Got the Right Key, But the Wrong Keyhole. Jackie Neal, Right Thing, Wrong Man. J. Paul Jr., She Liked That Wood. And the top, Carla Thomas, Stop, Look What You're Doing. Okay, I'm going to go over what I had announced at the beginning of the show about the book fair. In my haste, I may have made a few errors there. The book show is going to be June 15th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Martin Luther King Jr. Avenue, Southeast Washington, D.C. It's presented by Lamont Carey and Council Member Marion Barry. That's June the 15th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Please come out and support your local authors. I will be there signing my books as well. Hope to see all you guys there too. We're going to get right back into the music.
This is a Chris Smithers song from a long time ago. But like a good thing, it keeps getting better with age.
Bye. The two of them together, other eye. Now that one-legged girl swung her crutch at me, and she was about 6 feet tall. That girl swung that crutch at me, and she was about 6 feet tall. So I reached and got my 2x4. Now she ain't got no legs at all. Now everybody's wondering about what the two of them are gonna do to me. Oh, my friends keep wondering about what the two of them are gonna do to me. Well, I'm not worried. I said, I'm not worried. I'm not worried, yeah, 'cause she can't run and he can't see. What the two of them are gonna do to me. Oh, my friends keep wondering about what the two of them are gonna do to me. Oh, but I'm not worried. Ha, 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 I said that I'm not worried. I'm not worried, 'cause she can't run and he can't see.
Tonight, mm-hmm, it's right here in this hotel room. By that time, I looked down at the policeman. His thing was hard, and my thing was hard. And we're standing side by side. Hey, hey, children mine. We're standing there, peeping through the window. Peeping through the blind. Peeping through the window. Peeping through the blind. Peeping through the blind. I said, I'm going home. That went on home. In the eye. And after I got there, a few minutes later, my wife walked in. She had a smile on her face like she never had before. And she looked at me and she told me, she said, oh, I'm leaving. Leaving in the morning. She told me she was leaving. And all I wanted to know, why? What's wrong with me? She looked at me and she said, I don't want to hurt your feelings, but if you want to know, I'm going to tell you now. She looked at me, she said, Roy, oh Roy, listen to me. I got to tell you all before I go. She looked at me, she said, your thing is too short. On the floor. I couldn't take it no more. I said, I know what I'm gonna do. In the morning, I'm going down to see Dr. John to get some pills to make this thing grow. All I need is just a few more inches, and everything will be alright. Got those pills, but you don't know what I found when I looked down. My thing was still short. Woo! Peeping through the window. Peeping through the blind. Peeping through the window. Peeping through the blind. She was inside with my best friend. Me and the policeman standing there peeping.
Secondhand furniture store, and I think my prices are fair, 'cause this real cheap guy I know came in one day, saw this chair he wanted to buy, but he wouldn't, claimed the price was too high. So I looked him straight in his eye, and this was my reply. If I can't sell it, I'm gonna sit down on it. I ain't gonna give it away. Now, darling, if you want it, you're gonna have to buy it. And I mean just what I say. Now, how'd you like to find this waiting at home for you every night? Only been used once or twice, but it's still nice and tight. Oh! So if I can't sell it, I'm gonna keep sitting on it. ain't about to give it away. Now, you can't find a better pair of legs than that. And a back like this, oh, not for miles around. And that is why, if I can't sell it, I'm going to recline upon it. Why should I give it away? Because it's made for comfort, built for wear and tear. Where else would you find such a easy chair? Whoa! But if I can't sell it, darling, I'm gonna sit down on it. I don't see the need to give it away, because it's lush, plush, slick and sleek. Darling, a high-class piece like this at any price is cheap. So if I can't sell it, I'm gonna sit back down on it. Why should I give it away? Now, look at this nice bottom. Ain't it easy on the eye? Guaranteed to support any weight or size. Whoa! But if I can't sell it, I'm just gonna keep sitting on it. Don't ask me to give it away.
Before that, R.C., Peeping Through the Window, Irene Reed, One-Eyed Man, Irma Thomas, It's Raining, and at the top, Bonnie Raitt, Love Me Like a Man. It's getting down to the wire, almost the end of the show, so I'd like to send out that announcement one more time for the Ward 8 Book Festival in Southeast Washington, D.C., on Martin Luther King Jr. Avenue, Southeast, and that's up from the big chair on Martin Luther King Avenue. I don't know the exact address, but once you see that big chair, just keep coming up. There's a great big fenced-in enclosure, a black iron gate fence. That's where the book festival will be June the 15th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. It's presented by Lamont Carey and Council Member Marion Barry. So please, come on out and support us local authors. And they're going to be vendors there. We're going to have a great day, a good day. See you guys next Sunday. Don't forget my show Bringing Sexy back every Wednesday at 10:30 p.m. Every first Friday of the month, I do open topic. The last Friday of the month, I do my musical interlude. So stick around. This is the last, the end of the show. Hope you enjoyed it. If I played something you enjoyed, I'm happy. And if I didn't, I'm still happy. See you guys next week. Enjoy. Oh, and tomorrow's a holiday, so I don't think anybody has the blues this evening, but I sure hope you enjoyed my show. Good night.
Men, I can understand how it might be.
Thank you, everybody, and good night. And remember, the Ward 8 Book Festival in Southeast D.C., June the 15th, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., presented by Lamont Carey and Council Member Marion Barry. Good night.